Throughout the Masechta, we have many references to the Chadashim. They're related to by number, by name. In fact, we had in yesterday's daf a pasuk which referred to Nisan as Yerachei Sanim, or perhaps it was Tishrei, depending on the Shita. We have Chodesh Ziv referring to Iyar. But it's interesting that in the Torah, the Chamisha Chamshei Torah, we never have any reference to names. It's all about numbers. Nisan being the first, Iyar being the second, so on and so forth. So, which one is it? Are they meant to be numbered, or meant to be named? Today we call them Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Where does that come from? And what's the proper way to relate to the Chadashim throughout the Jewish calendar? Okay, let's start with the Ritva. Ritva brings a Mechilta. This is regarding the days of a week. Mechilta says, Zohar Shema Shabbos, the Kacha teaches us, when you relate to the days of the week, Shaloi Tehi Moine, Kederech Sha'achirim Moinem. Don't count, don't relate to the days of the week the same way that the non-Jews relate to them. Elo Tehi Moine L'Shem Shabbos. You should relate them to Shabbos. Count them based on the relationship to Shabbos. In fact, the Ramban brings, based on this pasuk, that it's a mitzvah to masker the Yemei HaShavua, days of the week, based on Shabbos. In fact, the Kav HaChaim brings, that is the reason why we are noyeg to say Hayoyim Yom Echad B'Shabbos by the Shir Shal Yom, to be Mekayim this mitzvah say, according to Ramban, it's mitzvah say to relate to the days of the week in relation to Shabbos. It's the first day of the upcoming Shabbos. Second day of the upcoming Shabbos. This is the key of mitzvahs. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. It's all leading to Shabbos. It relates to Shabbos. The count is based on a Shabbos count. Likewise, when it comes to months of the year, there are Ritva beings. We have a pasuk. Achoydesh hazeh lochem roish chadoshim. Rishon hu lochem l'chadshei hashan. Says the Ritva. Rishon hu lochem. In the Jewish calendar. This is uniquely Jewish. Rishon hu lochem. You meant to count Nisan as number one. Nisan is the first of all the Chadashim. And once again, there's a point here to relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim as a starting point, as a trigger point, to Klal Yisrael as being incorporated as a nation, Hashem's nation. And Hashem wants us to remember that, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the months will always relate back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisan's number one, come number two, number three, number four. It's all part of the same set, which relates back to the starting point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why, in fact, we don't find any names given to the Chadashim throughout the Torah. What then? We do find some names which were attached to the Chadashim once they went into Golus. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi that the Shemas HaChadashim Olu Imoyim MiBavel. They came out of Bavel. They brought along the names of the Chadashim, and Farshim bring, that the point is to remain as a Zikaron in their minds. They should relate back to Golas Bavel. Hashem wanted that to happen. They should have a Zikaron, a constant reminder of the Golas and the Gula of Bavel, which will bring home the importance of keeping the mitzvahs and avoiding a future Golas. So the point was to remember the Golas and the Gula that followed, and that's why this new concept of naming Chadashim was introduced at that point only. Now, although we do find Yerachei Sanim and Chodesh Ziv in the Tanakh, before Golas Bavel, Farshim say it wasn't really a name given to the Chodesh. It was just describing an event that took place or some sort of characteristic, some sort of mass that happened in that month. The Reach on which the Avos were born, etc., etc. But the actual Chodesh itself didn't really have a name attached to it until Golas Bavel, when they got the new names Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. But truthfully, the months are really meant to be numbered. The true essence of their identity is numbered. They're meant to be situated and staggered in numerical value. Rishon, Shein, Shlishi. The point is to follow the pasuk Achodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chadashim, to relate back to Yetzias Mitzrayim as number one. Everything follows from there. What about using the secular dates? When writing documents, writing a check, it's a bit complicated. It's well known that the Chasam Sofer, way back when, wrote very harsh words about this type of this type of thing. He says, you know, you're giving up, you're relinquishing the minyan haTorah, and you're relating to the Noitzrim, to Yeshu, because we know the secular dates relate back to supposedly to his birthday. So he wrote very harshly against that. L'maisa l'ocha l'maisa, some amakpid, mahadar, to write, when they do need to write the secular dates, they write l'minyanam, if that's possible. So it's just in this day, to their account. Some will abbreviate the year instead of 2014, they'll write 14 with a slash. But of course that isn't always feasible, especially in official documents or on checks where they give you the exact squares and spaces on which to write out the full date. So the Pesach can write that it's with tzarech mischar, a tzarech business, or any other tzarech. You're not really trying to relate to that way of counting, it's just a means of communication and clarifying the for legal purposes. In fact, this is astounding. I brought down in the Sefer Pesachei Tshuvos, they found a letter in the Shalos HaTshuvos. Ramah, he has a letter which he wrote for some purpose there, and he starts off that it was such and such day, L'Chodesh December. He writes the full Goyish, non-Jewish, secular date, apparently. If it's a tzarech, so the point is not identifying, not giving chashivas to that account. It's just a means of communication for practical reasons. And the minhag ha'olam is to use it when necessary.